This morning we're talking a little bit tennis and some things that are happening with the CYO. We have its director, Dr. Dobie Mosher, joining us. Good morning, Dobie. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that have been going on. I understand tennis is kind of new with the CYO. Normally I think of basketball or maybe other more intramural type of sports. Tell me about the reason why you guys had sort of went and thought tennis would be a good addition to what you offer.
Well, actually, I have a tennis background. I've long played. I played in high school and college. Came from a family where three of us played on college teams. But we wanted to get to a sport that kids could play for their entire lives, that they could have fun. And unknown to us at the time, it actually is a terrific pandemic sport because people can keep distance. They can have a lot of space from one side of the court to the other, and it's fun. Kids love it.
Yeah, I can see that. So when did you first kind of, I mean, what was the planning stages for this? This was about a year ago that you started, correct?
Correct. We actually started our first session. Now, this was the part of the pandemic, of course, like everyone else, we did not know. We started in March. So after 2 weeks, we canceled, like everybody else, canceled everything for all of our sports, actually, just to do whatever we could to be safe. And then we went back to the drawing board and said, okay, what does safety look like to allow young people to play CYO sports, including tennis? And we came right back and started with our fall sports. And tennis actually had three different episodes. We did August, we did October, we did February, and now we're doing our fourth in a one-year cycle.
Where is it that you practice or have matches at?
Actually, great question. Thank you. We play at Avon Oaks, and that has had a terrific response. We've filled every session and with a waiting list out there. We also play at Center Court Racquet Club in Broadview Heights and Chagrin Valley Athletic Club out east. So we have tennis going on at three clubs, east, west, and central.
What's the involvement with it? I understand at first you weren't sure who would sign up, and it was overwhelming, I guess is the word to use.
That is accurate. Thank you. What happened, our goal the first time was to get 30 to 40 kids, and we got 130 in the very first session. And when you do these things, sometimes you learn, okay, we've scratched an itch that we didn't realize how much was there. But what we do, we have trained professional instructors that prepare the kids. And the thing that we pay attention to, and this is true actually for all CYO sports, the top two reasons kids play, not just because of their parents, is to have fun and be with friends. And then not far after that is to learn skills. So we have really focused on a program that they're having fun. They're not thinking of, oh my gosh, I've been on the court for 2 hours. They're actually just having a blast. We want that to happen. And they're getting really quality instruction. It's fun to watch how much they improve.
What ages are we talking about here? Who's available to do that?
Thank you. It is grade 3 through grade 8. So we have one group of kids that are playing their 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders. They finish, and then the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders come on at each of the clubs. They run them back-to-back.
So talk a little bit about, I guess, how you introduce somebody as young as you talk about into tennis. Sometimes they may not even be bigger than the racket, in a sense. How do you kind of work them in so that they're able to kind of participate on that same level, or what's the way that you go about doing that?
So thank you again. One of the things that's changed wonderfully, and our own Mary Herrick out at Avon Oaks, a wonderful tennis teaching pro who has trained instructors and certified them for quite a while, tennis instruction has changed and improved dramatically. So there are different colored balls that are not like a standard tennis ball that most of us think of, but it is hard and fast. And when you're a beginner, that makes it more difficult to learn. So we have different colored balls that are softer and bouncier and slower when kids are learning. And also, I think a big change, and this is not only tennis, but definitely tennis, is as soon as possible, about half of the time is instructional. So they're being introduced to skills and trying the skills. But then, even with beginning skills, we're giving them competitive games and activities. And that is the part where they're learning. It's not like, when I was an athlete, it was, practice, 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 and when game time comes, use what you learned in practice. Now it's practice half the time, then spend half the time playing competitive games and doing competitive activities. So they're integrating the two together the entire time.
Can you also talk a little bit about the benefits of the physical activity here for these kids at those ages?
Well, there's no question about it. I think if I had to pick, there are many. Thank you for asking again. There are many, but the point that is key is that they're not on a screen. They are not interacting with people socially. They are interacting with people or virtually. They're interacting literally in person. So everything from the courtesy of taking turns, of paying attention to spacing, paying attention to how their partner interacts with them and how they can encourage each other or how they can help each other at times, keep the scores, know where to stand, all those details. Physically being active across the board, it is good for mental health, it is good for physical health, it's good for emotional health. So the idea, and I'm really proud of our instructors, they pay great attention to the fun factors. So you literally, we've had instructors dress up certain days, we've had thematic days. The point is, we really pay attention when they walk off the court. Are they saying, I can't wait to come again next week? And thankfully, the answer so far has been yes.
Earlier, Bruce mentioned rackets. Do the kids have to bring their own rackets?
They do. We encourage that. And again, your comment earlier, it's right on, and the chuckle is some of them, their size and the racket size are not that different. But again, there is equipment now where the younger kids can use smaller rackets that fit their hands, because grip size, when you use a standard adult grip for a little hand, that would be a problem. So yes, they do bring their own rackets, but we have one of the things I'm very proud of in my years at CYO, we have never turned a child away because of a lack of fund. We have something called the Good Shepherd Fund that has given over $400,000 away to kids and programs who could not otherwise afford to participate.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Dobie Moser. He's the director of CYO. Talk a little bit about CYO and I guess its benefit for the youth.
Actually, so I'm going to give you, I promise it'll be brief, but CYO started back in the 1930s, of all things, with the sport of boxing, because that was the red-hot sport in the 30s. And so we are in our 84th year. We started in 1937 here in the greater Cleveland area, the eight counties of the Diocese of Cleveland. And from the very beginning, CYO was racially inclusive. So literally, we had people of all races playing from 1937 on. When you think of that, baseball did not integrate till 47, basketball professionally until the 50s. And yet from the very beginning, we had children of all backgrounds and all races playing. So the physical, the mental bit. Our mission is really, the tagline is CYO inspires young people to know God, love God, and serve God through athletics. And we pay great attention to say, how are we living that mission so the kids, not only are they being coached by instructors that are well qualified, these instructors have a faith relationship and they want to express that caring to kids through sports. So it really works wonderfully.
If people are interested in signing up or registering their children related to any of these sports, tennis in particular, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, I would say go to the Diocese of Cleveland CYO website. So if you just type Cleveland CYO, our website will come up. We have a whole range of information of how to do that. And tennis specifically, people can register for individually. So our other programs, they need to go through a parish or a school to register because they're team sports. But tennis being an individual sport, they can register individually for their child for playing in CYO tennis.
Do you like playing tennis indoors or outdoors? What's your preference?
Well, either one, frankly. I just love playing because it's such a fun game. In the winter, definitely I like playing indoors.
you've answered my question very good. And that's the other thing with tennis. You do have that opportunity as well. And you can always make new friends and be a part of it. So we appreciate your time this morning, Dobie. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the privilege of being on.
Thanks. Dr. Dobie Moser joining us this morning, Director of CYO again. tennis is going on right now. You're welcome to be a part of that.